The season's hit TV reality show in France has nothing to do with finding a rich husband or surviving half-naked on a desert island. Each week, 6 million viewers tune into the lives of 24 adolescents sequestered in a strict 1950s-style boarding school. There, they are subjected to old-style methods of learning to read and write, as well as doses of cod liver oil. As Eleanor Beardsley reports, the show has unleashed a debate in France about the state of modern education, and many advocate a return to those days of the rod and the rule.
In Le Pensionnat, or the boarding school of Chavagne, real teachers and real students, 12 girls and 12 boys, aged 14 to 16, dressed in uniforms and sporting buzz cuts and pigtails, spend 5 weeks immersed in the rigid harshness of a French school of the 1950s.
Les mains derrière le dos! Les filles, les mains derrière le dos!
Up at dawn, they are required to memorize poetry and master the nuances of French grammar. Those who fall short are forced to copy endless passages of Flaubert or wear dunce caps. In an age where French schools contend with Islamic headscarves and belly piercings, the series has evoked a national nostalgia for its rigid, less confusing era. François de Brugada, head of reality shows for TV channel M6, says while the show was developed as entertainment, it must have hit a nerve.
It's of course very funny to imagine the reaction of 24 young guys and girls going back in time in the school of the 50s. We expected the kids and the parents discussing, watching the show, but we didn't think that it would become such a national debate.
Many in France say schools have declined in the last 50 years because of their loss of authority and focus on the individual student instead of exam results. The conservative government in France has promised to reform the country's education system and has just released a report calling for a return to the fundamentals of reading, writing, and arithmetic. Teacher Marc Labrisse, a 30-year veteran of French public schools, is author of a best-selling book on the failures of the modern education system.
We wanted to center the school on the child. It's the same as if you center the football match on the player. Football match is centered on the sport. The school must have to be centered on the schoolwork, on the grammar, on the knowledge, but not on the child.
Education Info. Emmanuel Davidenkov.
But Emmanuel Davidenkov, host of a daily education show on French radio, says French schools are plenty strict. He believes the real debate is about teachers feeling they are losing power.
It's complex for the teachers. You know, it's like a revolution. They have to change their way to teach and to transmit knowledge because, well, the world has changed. You have the internet, of course, the television, maybe video games, many sources of knowledge today. So the teacher is not the only one who knows.
Back at the Chavagne boarding school, after a morning rendition of the Marseillaise, students do mental calculations in front of the class to compete for a certificate of achievement just like the one their grandparents earned.
Vous pouvez répéter?
527 plus 375.
862.
Many of the show's fans grew up in the free and easy 60s and 70s, and psychiatrist Serge Tisseron says their obsession with returning to an age of authority is not just about education.
Partout nous sommes sollicités pour faire des choix personnels, réaliser.
Today everywhere there are too many choices in life and people don't have the time or the money to fulfill them all. So they feel they're being proposed something that is impossible. They want to go back to an easier time, but what's dangerous in this nostalgia for authority is that many people just want to be told what to do without questioning anything anymore.
Le prix de la meilleure camarade. Du pensionnat de Chavagne.
At the end of the series, the students are reunited with their parents at a closing ceremony. While only 14 of the 24 are awarded the certificate, they all seem exhilarated by the torturous experience. The show was so successful that the entire cast was called back to do a surprise 6-episode. Perhaps a sign that many would like to see Chavagne's methods make the jump from television entertainment into real French classrooms. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.